الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد
mentioned with regards to our muamalat etc. A few aspects inshallah we mentioned. The first is our business dealings. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when people now take to deceiving and cheating people in the commodities, in commerce and in trade, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts famine upon the nation. Cheating, deceiving in whichever way, and as Mala Ahmad Sahib said, that we need to show a genuine akhlaq. And in this verse, we always, now when we quote this verse, we think of a certain businessman, certain person is selling fruit and vegetable, or a certain businessman is involved in selling fabric, then we'll think that this hadith or that ayah is upon him. Or he's not doing the work, but the boss gave it to him. Or, and then end of the month he's asking, is that Talu, give me my wage. Give me my full wages, I'm deserving of you. So ask, each and every person should ask ourselves, whether a person is teaching the maktab, whether a person is in a business, he's working for someone, is he cutting short the time, waylul lil mutaffifin. So that is the first aspect, fulfilling that one desire of us. But zakat is every aspect of our limbs, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our limbs, our hands, our feet. Every limb plays its part in that zina. So we need to ask ourselves and see whether we are involved in any of these actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and protect us and forgive our sins. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in I'tidal, one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which fits us very, very aptly in our country. And what is that hadith? And they also mention Tariq ibn Asakir, there is mention over there, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry with a nation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cause any caving of the earth. See, today we make a laughing stock over the governors of our country, and we say they can't even count properly, but we need to look into the mirror and laugh at ourselves, because it is our actions, they are being appointed over us. Because of our wrong doings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts such leaders over us. So this grain, yamat and bounty of rain, we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one, the Sayyid Abu Khudri radiallahu anhu, why is this israf and his wastage? So he asks, afil wudu la sarf? Is there wastage in wudu? So Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, yes, even if at the banks of the river, even there too it is wastage. So we need to cut down, and we make shukr of all the bounties and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. Biyudhiqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yirji. In khayrul quroon, in the best of times, he is making such a dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us from such a era where foolish people and childish people become the leaders. When they have their parties, then in their parties, how do they behave? How when they are intoxicated, that perhaps little children don't even behave in this manner. So nevertheless, as Sa'id ibn Sam'an rahimahullah ta'ala, thereafter asked Abu Hurairah with this partnership. So many a time this also happens that a father, he brings his son into the partnership. And after bringing his son comes in to help the father. After some time, the father, he forms a company, he forms a close corporation, and here he enters the name of his son in that close corporation or that company. Now the son thinks, I'm 50% shareholder of that business. But later on, when now the father leaves the world, now the dispute, to clothe her and clean her. But we find that up by the age of 9, now that child must know, that girl must know how to cook also. By the age of 9, that girl must know how to clean the house, how to take care of all the needs of the house. And once she has reached the age of 9, now the father is entitled to custody, because the girl has reached such an age where she now will start desiring other men, and men will start having desires, not have any communication with the father. So this is another reason that family relationships many a time are severed. The another reason why family relationships generally are severed is because of inheritance. A person, he passes away, he makes a will, and that will is contrary to Sharia. Now one particular heir is getting much more, and another heir has been deprived of his right. That person that is being deprived of his right, obviously, parent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will give the example or that incident all the time, that one sheikh, he went to a certain area. When he came to the certain area, now everybody started giving dawah, everybody started calling the sheikh. Now he's coming to the homes, he's enjoying the dawah, all the muridins are also enjoying. So one day whilst he was walking, all of a sudden stopped, he hit a sharp break. So they said, what happened? He said, don't you know what happened? He said, what happened? So we learned that many such peers and many mashayikh also, we find that this is how they mislead the murid, just to get money out of the murid. Mufti Taqi Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh, may have mentioned that in Pakistan, in one pamphlet it was written that only that person can become a sheikh that can make his murid perform salah in Kaaba Sharif. Now where is this in our deen?
Those until little bit training, spiritual training, what is called Islah, very easily he comes to the position that whenever he will speak, he will first think, must I speak or not? What must I say? How must I say it? Must I say it now or later? Must I say it or must I get somebody else to say it? All these things will come with Allah Ta'ala, and that is the greatest thing which Allah abhors and dislikes, to make any partner with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, the greatest thing Allah loves is His Tawheed, His Oneness, that a person understands that, accepts it and exclaims it also. Allah loved this advisor so much that in between Allah gave orders when that is against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But at the same time, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا or سَاتْ دِي اُنْكَ دُنْيَا مِنْ دَسْتُورِ كَ مُعَافِقٍ. But be good to them as far as dunya's matters are concerned, at a good level and a good standard. That is, even if they tell you to be this taraf, and in dunya's matters, listen to your parents, be obedient to them. But as far as your deen is concerned, follow the path of those who are inclined towards me. That is, those people who have got knowledge of deen, the ulama, and those people who practice upon deen, and have got the love of deen and the love of Allah, which are the ulama. But be good to them and kind to them. But don't forget my rights. And in order to know my rights, follow the ulama-i rabbaniyin, and then you will reach me. So we will be taken to task for that. It is not only that if we did not do it, well, that it's our harm. But we will be responsible, and we will be answerable, and we will be taken.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِندَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ مَعَهُ أولئك هم المفلحون قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا إني رسول الله إليكم هدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر.
He found the shawl on his leg. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such the next day he could walk. And he went to the marketplace, he met a certain person, another very pious man. And that man asked, please recite for me this poem of yours which you have written in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when this man made this request, he was surprised. He said, I have written with him da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi أمنت الوجد خطي عطرة وظنن مثل البهار على خديك والعنم نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فأرقني والحب يعترف اللذات بالألم يا لائمي. This is one couplet on which when he recited in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak body shook in happiness and ecstasy of this beautiful couplet.
هُوَ الْحَبِيبُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ لِكُلِّ هَوْلٍ مِّنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحِمِ
وَلِأَعْظُمُهُ
فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته رحمة الله عليه used to always advise the students that during the month of Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Akhir speak on the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said that was his practice his whole life, and he saw great courage to go every Jummah regularly to the Krukastop Masjid. And when I started speaking on this subject, it was the month of Rabiul Awwal, so a person who was in the third saf, right at the end of the Masjid of the saf, he was a person I could make out that he's not a local person, he's from outside, he was from Durban, and he was from the tree in the garden. All the time you're busy with your car. Love is such a thing. If we had the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically our lives would have been different. And really, how is it that we can't have love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In this ayat al-kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Bismillah. And even Jahannam. Jahannam is also a mercy. If there wasn't Jahannam and all the bad guys were in Jannat also robbing you and holding you up, then Jannat shouldn't have been Jannat. So Allah put them away one side so you can be free. You don't have to put burglar guards in Jannat and you don't have to have security. But who's teaching? Otherwise, where should we have been? Also, perhaps we should have been making some big noise and thinking we are somebody. That we are getting saved of all this. That the person whom Allah has favored and he has made akhirat his maqsad of life. The pleasure of Allah, he has made the object of his life. Not this dunya, not chasing, running and chasing. He was having construction work done here, there, many places in the country, out of the country, buying properties, making investments. In the middle of all this, he slept in a hotel. One day he had to sleep. He never woke up from there. Young man. Another very close friend of ours, also just about 39-40. And when in fact it says that if it was not for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should not have had this Iman. We should not have this Islam. We should not have been Muslims. We shouldn't have Medina. And we shouldn't have Makkah. So وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem some years his maut, how will maut come? How will Malakul maut come? What condition will I be? What will I be in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah? All that ahwal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for us. And very, very sadly and surprisingly, those people who are the Salafis and fortunately is gone out of us. That we ask Allah to accept our ibadah, whatever we have done through the shafa'at intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter how weak, Allahu Akbar, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullahi, Qasim ul-Ulum wal-Khairat, what a great man. He says that it is not ajabu dimma makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent in this world, my mission is to show people and to complete perfect akhlaq. In other words, in our language, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given the franchise of good character by Allah Ta'ala. Only he has got it, nobody else has. You are on top of good character and you distribute to whom you want to. And a person who humbles himself in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who reads Durood Sharif, who tries and follows sunnahs, Allah's Rasul will open that franchise for you. And now you will also get, and you will can take from the akhlaq, and your akhlaq will come. The girl you still have to pay her. The sweeper you still have to pay. But your wife works, no pay for her. But she must do everything. And there she slip up with one thing, and she makes a mistake. How we treat her? Islam taught that the wife is the queen in the house. As long as a girl is in the father's house, Islam taught her, treat her like a princess. Does a lot of work of deen, is the one who treats his wife the best. That is the best person. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I treat my wives the best. In other words, you want a lesson of how to treat wives, look at Nabiya. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is making the roti, the flour, and Nabi said, keep them in the house, they are queens of the house. They are not to go out, you must buy and bring to them, and give them. And no matter how much they tell you, you bought this, what is this? I didn't want this. You can't, you don't know even what to buy. You can't even see what's written on the label. What I told you to buy and what you brought. Tolerance would be, you didn't spend, you earn. And that earning is not only for dunya, it is for akhirat also. And one sawab is more better than millions of this world, what all the things of this world, all the gold and silver, all this will get finished. All this is just a fake. It is like fake money. You can have billions of jobs. While he was sitting, he used to mend his own clothes. All these things he used to do himself, not leave it. Today, everything the wife must do. We change our clothes. Today, we don't even know the difference between the floor and a washing basket. All our clothes are just dumped on the floor. She is a slave. We think that we will suffer, that now the woman will control us, there will be petticoat government in our house, they are the rulers and all that. No, bring the sunnats of Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see what enjoyment of life. Allah, if we have got yaqeen that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala has said also our mind is still working. We are going to sleep and our mind is still working on the business. We get up middle of the night also, our business. We get up in the morning, our business all the time. We are devoted to our business in such a way. A person, youngsters, their sports, etc. How they die for the sports. How they know. One time we were in Salaam. That he is the Rasul of Allah. That he is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. That is, he has brought Allah's message. If that